Let's turn our attention now to the weather forecast. Mike Tenora is here from T-Storm Weather in Chicago. Hey, Mike, thanks for being with us.
Always great being here, Todd.
Can you tell me about this week and next week, please?
Well, essentially, we have to deal with some rain over the next 24 hours, but not a lot of rain. So we will see some decent totals in parts of Iowa and Wisconsin. But for the most part, in Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, and Michigan, only scattered showers over the next 24 hours. After that, we all turn a lot cooler for several days. So highs will only be in the 60s and 70s with lows in the 40s and 50s. And that will feel a lot different than the way it's been over the last week or so. Beyond then, we start to warm up a lot, and it warms up pretty quickly at that. We'll see temperatures soar into the 80s and 90s across the plains on Monday, and then that will surge into the Corn Belt on Tuesday. Along with that, we'll see a few thunderstorms here and there across the Corn Belt, including parts of Illinois. So it'll be a much more summery feel 5 or 6 days from now as opposed to what is going to feel like this weekend. Now, that warm-up is part of a larger pattern change that's underway at the moment, and that will turn everybody a lot warmer, not only early next week, but pretty much going forward, with temperatures often in the 80s and 90s and lows often in the 60s and 70s. Now, this is not a severe heat wave by any means, but it will be a lot different than the way it has been for the most of the spring, because keep in mind, April and May across the Corn Belt will go down as around number 20 or 25 coolest of the last 125 years. So it was a bit unusual in that regard. But that's all a thing of the past now, and it will be a lot warmer as we move forward. The big question then becomes, how much rain are we going to see with this warmer pattern? Well, it looks to us like we'll see quite a few thunderstorms in northern and eastern growing areas, essentially from the Dakotas onto the east through Minnesota and Wisconsin, and then slicing off to the south and east through the eastern half of the Corn Belt, including parts of Iowa, Illinois, Missouri, and then through Indiana, Michigan, and Ohio. So this isn't a terrible forecast in that regard, because it will be warmer and we will see some rain. And I'm sure a lot of producers will welcome the warm weather, at least initially, because that will help corn and soybean development to move forward a little bit more quickly. The only way we would become concerned about this is if it were to last more than 2 weeks. Say the same weather pattern were to somehow linger beyond June 10th and then continue through June 20th. And that's only if rainfall were to be a little bit on the light side. So it is something to watch, but we don't think it's something to be overly concerned about, because at this point in time, the warm, dry scenario is only a low probability event. It's more likely for there to be some rains mixed in with the warm weather, and for temperatures to fluctuate a little bit as opposed to a full-scale heat wave where it just stays hot and dry.
So a long spring and suddenly summer. How much above, if at all, will we be the norms for our temperatures?
Well, it looks like temperatures will be around 5 to 10 degrees above normal on average. That would be from a combination of highs in the 80s and 90s and lows in the 60s and 70s. But you need to keep in mind that whenever we see these thunderstorm clusters move through, that will drop temperatures a little bit. The cool air is not all that far away, so it won't take a whole lot for it to drop onto the south. And the other thing that we're also keeping an eye on is there will be some tropical activity in the Gulf of Mexico. There's several hints of a tropical system or a hurricane somewhere in the Gulf of Mexico about 7 to 10 days from now. That always wreaks havoc on computer models, because computer models are not well designed to handle that type of storm system. A hurricane is generally disconnected from the upper-level winds in the atmosphere, and it just kind of floats around in whatever manner it pleases. And computer models were designed to deal with larger-scale features, like the jet stream going across the entirety of the world. And so when we see this type of weather pattern, sometimes computer models show some odd things, and we think in this situation, they're showing it a little bit warmer than it is likely to be, and that's why we think there'll be some cooler periods at times in 1 to 2 weeks as opposed to unabated warmth.
Hey, thanks so much. We appreciate it. We'll talk with you again next week.
Okay, that sounds great.
Mike Tenora is with T-Storm Weather. He is in Chicago, Illinois. He joined us here on this Thursday edition of the Closing Market Report.